Hi there, this is the ICIS Chemical Shipping News for Wednesday the 13th of June 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
I'm sorry we've not been here for a little while, but the two of us took a couple of days off sick on either side of the weekend. So Nick was around on Monday. What were you doing, Nick?
I went to see Braemar Brokers in London. Spent a day with them, very interesting day.
Sure.
Spoke to them about the market.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening? I think in clean petroleum products, what's happening in the CPP market?
Well, one broker there told me that it was a strange lull happening in the transportation of CPP to the US. Mm-hmm. Not sure why. Mm-hmm. He said the market had been switched off. It was as if someone had just turned the light out.
Oh, really? That's interesting, because we're in the middle of the driving season now, I should think.
Exactly. And so the expectation is that there will be product moving, and I'm told that the inventories are low still in the US, although their refineries are working hard. But the expectation is that it will kick off again soon. So it might be a possibility that there is a possibility that there's been a lull following all the May holidays in Europe.
Yeah, certainly May holidays in Europe, because I guess you see a lot of ethanol displacing petroleum products into the export market. So if you had a lull there, maybe that would sort of feed in that sort of way. Yeah. And is that lull happening elsewhere in the sort of shipping market?
Well, the European markets appear to have slowed considerably, and the Asia, Europe to India and Far East, there are a number of open ships, I'm told, by brokers. So there seems to be a lull there as well. Mm-hmm. Rates have come down a little bit on the Far East trade.
Really?
We dropped them down by about $8, about 10%, maybe a little bit less, about 10%.
And we think this is down to the May bank holidays or the May public holidays sort of feeding through into June?
Yes, yeah, for the time being, that's what we're putting it down to. We have no real evidence for it at the moment.
No.
But there is an expectation that all these markets will pick up as we work through June.
Sure. But is that going to be so much of a problem in the longer term? Because you were telling me as we came into the studio that there's a shortage of people for crews on chemical tankers.
Exactly. Braemar is saying there's a lot of ordering going on. Not sure exactly how much ordering, but there's a lot of chemical ships being ordered in the shipyards. They're due to come to be delivered between now and about 2010, but they can't train the crews quick enough.
Really?
And the problem with that, with chemical tankers specifically, is that you need highly trained crew to handle some of the cargoes.
Sure, it's a safety issue, isn't it?
It's a safety issue, exactly. And so there's going to be this crunch coming at some point in the future.
So chemical tankers aren't like the kind of archetypal ships that you hear about with a kind of Panamanian crew, a Malaysian master and Swedish owners?
Well, it could be, as long as they're properly trained to handle the cargo.
And they all speak the same language, and they all understand each other and so on and so forth. You have to communicate really well, don't you?
Exactly, yes. For example, I was hearing about getting the right ships is a really big problem. For example, if you wanted to... And it could be any chemical, but if you wanted to deliver a certain chemical, you'd need the right size manifold to handle particular chemicals. If you don't know about, if you're not properly trained in the use of this stuff.
No. If you're not trained in the proper use of this sort of stuff, then clearly it can be quite...
It can be a problem, yes.
Sure. So what can we expect to see later on this week?
I expect to see some pickup in the amount of cargo around being offered, and with ships open in certain areas in the ARA and some in the Med, I expect there will be a pickup of cargo transportation, albeit at slightly lower rates. That's the expectation.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed, Nick.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.